The following recording has been made available to us through the estate of the late Jim Buckland. The cassette in question simply said George Wright, Paramount, Oakland on it, and knowing what George was like about amateur recordings, assumed that it was a bootleg copy of the opening concert that was subsequently released on LP. However, when I put it in the tape machine to transfer it, it turned out not to be the case. The recording probably comes from around 1985, and as to whether Jim or somebody else recorded it, well, we may never know. However, it's a rare example to see George in concert and to hear him, especially with the announcements which were so characteristic of a George Wright concert. So sit back as George is at the console of one of America's finest Wurlitzers, the one in the Paramount Oakland, as he brings the organ up with Irving Berlin's Putting on the Ritz.
Bubble dance. it up to me, whatever I wanted to play. One night it might be A Girl of My Dreams, the next night it might be Zigeuner, who knows? But here is the one that I finally came to play most of the time for her, because it had a place in it where when she tossed the bubble up into the dome, I could go,
thank you.
R-rated material. It was almost X in the days. The 80-year-old mother, a friend of mine, said, Foxy wouldn't let us sing that when we were young. Foxy being, of course, her grandfather. Foxy grandpa, oh, she was full of sharp material. And this is called Last Night on the Back Porch. Now, please. Any unseemly behavior after games, parties, or out of the bar. It had some lyrics like, oh, I loved her in the winter, and I loved her in the fall. And it was the last time on the porch, I loved her best of all. So, and that was pretty tough material. And it still is.
Thank you.
I knew the composer of this next song, but I didn't know him until a number of years after I first played it, when I was in high school. A big hit song was What's New. And it's set by Bob Haggard on it. And years later, when I went to New York, after working a lot of swell fancy places with a lot of swell fancy people, he was one of them. Those of you who are into jazz, swing, big band era, certainly know Bob Haggard from this big record of big noise from Winnetka, slapping the bass, all of what's been going on. And you also know him for being associated with Gang Blossom and the world's greatest jazz band. Well, Linda Ronstadt did it. She wanted to turn around and sing some songs that she loved and songs that were meaningful to her. And she financed a lot of it with her own money and got Nelson Riddle. That was correct to assume Nelson Eddy and get them to write it. You wouldn't like that at all, would you?
No!
And she came up with a record that everyone said, it won't fly, Linda. And so, this was up there last I knew, got number 10, in the top 10 of the chart, going strong. The young people are hearing one of their singing titles and thinking, those songs are fantastic. When can we hear more of them? And she is going to do more. So, this came about directly because